Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Let's get to the fourth quarter right away. Missed field goal. Defense came out, had to get them stopped. Three and out. They had the short punt. We get a touchdown. And after that, we followed up with Tim Jennings' interception for a touchdown. Then, of course, setting it up for Robbie Gould to hit the game winner. That's the part of the game we want to remember. A lot of things happened before that we weren't really proud of. Didn't start the way we wanted. But we hung in there. And even when things weren't going well, defensively we kept them to field goals and didn't let them get as many touchdowns. And offensively, of course, those turnovers really hurt us. But we just hung in there until we finally got it going in the fourth quarter. Jay Cutler was outstanding in the fourth quarter. We practice each week on that two-minute drive where we have to go down, and most of the time it's a field goal or a touchdown. We practice, but that's how you draw it up to finish the game. It's always about how you finish the football game. Injury-wise, we didn't have a lot of injuries. No injuries, really, from the game. Alshon Jeffrey gets closer. Don't know exactly where he'll be, so we're in pretty good shape with that. You have to just be thrilled about any win that you get, even when you don't play your best ball. We realize we didn't play our best ball, but we're not going to apologize for the win. We're going to take it. We like the 6-1 record, and we need to close out this second quarter. We have a chance to close out this second quarter, of course, with a 4-0 record, and that's pretty important to us. I think belief, and they know it. They see it happening. And then when you see how a game can turn, the momentum can really change when it happens like it did yesterday with Tim. And then it's one thing. It's like a sack. You see a lot of players, defensive guys, they're just happy with that sack, so they just grab him. When we get a sack, you're going to hear us most of the time talking about, yeah, you want to get the sack, about the strip fumble, too, getting the ball out. And, yeah, we want to take the ball away, but it's about taking the ball away and scoring on that play. And then when you see the results the way we have, and now when more and more people are talking about it, they know how important it is. No, I think you have to forget that winning record part, you know, because we had a 1-5 team that came in here yesterday and played pretty good football. I think you look across the league. I think if you're a true pro, you don't get into those things. Y'all talk an awful lot about that, letdowns and things like that. But for us, I think if you just look at what happened to us this past week, most of the time a team coming off a Monday night game has a tougher time the following week. That's what statistics say. We fell into that group. I know who we play this week, but beyond that, and I know who's coming up, but the order, you know, we can't look at that and think that. We just know that this week, going on the road in a tough environment, and we need to play better ball, which we'll do. Well, I just don't think that's the normal progression to take a step back. You can't have that mindset at all. You should get better as the season go along. And for us, I think when in the past when we've seen maybe different groups, even our groups, take a step back, injuries and things like that come into play. For us right now, though, we're healthy. We're in great shape with that. We have good depth, and we're trying to play a lot of guys at all positions. Hopefully it'll be as simple as that. We know we need to keep these players out on the football field. I think they prepare it that way, and that's how we see it. Can't say further along, and because I'm looking at it as you look at it for the team. And our offense has allowed us to get to 6-1, a 6-1 record. I think you have to be careful about when you say further along and yardage and all those things. You're looking at the wrong thing. Looking at ball security and each week, what does it take? What do we need our offense to do in order for us to win the football game? And I've been pleased with that. We wouldn't have 6 wins. Now, are we going to make a jump, and will we have to rely on our offense to carry us a few football games, and will we be able to do that? Yes. I think that's when you'll really see truly what we are as an offensive team.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.